Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand. You didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale, featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275.
We're at a crossroads right now for a lot of our winter wheat producers. It's time to decide if you're going to leave those cattle on that wheat, graze it out in them, maybe plant a spring crop on those acres, or pull those cattle off and allow the wheat to recover and be harvested for grain May, June. According to Dr. Kim Anderson, one way to figure all this out, look at what the market is telling you.
Well, one way to evaluate that is to look at what the market's offering on prices on the wheat, the KC July contract, subtract 85 cents for the basis. You got about $4.10. Corn using the CBT December contract, a minus 60 cents on the basis, gives you about $3.40 for the corn. Using the same contract for sorghum, minus 85 basis on that, $3.15 a bushel. Soybeans using the Chicago November contract, a minus 80 cents. Is what the market's offering. That'll get you about $9.50. Cotton, using that Cotton Exchange December contract, and subtract 3 cents off that, gets you about 71 cents.
Extension gray market economist Dr. Kim Anderson. Midday today, it is expected that the time will run out on the Democrats to delay the confirmation of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to be the next administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. That vote expected to happen at midday today in the U.S. Senate. The Senate is expected to confirm Mr. Pruitt, and that means he'll be replacing Gina McCarty as the next administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Lots of work for Mr. Pruitt ahead as he deals with issues like WOTUS, the Renewable Fuel Standard, Clean Air Act, and a lot more. Agriculture groups very excited about the prospect of Mr. Pruitt being the head at EPA. Earlier this week, House Agriculture Committee held a hearing. Five economists testified before the committee, giving them some context about where we are with the agricultural economy right now. We're not in great shape, not as bad as the 1980s seemed to be the conclusion. They talked a great deal about how things might be done better from the 2014 Farm Bill to a 2018 Farm Bill. Robert Johansson is the chief economist at USDA, and he talked a little bit about crop insurance and its relationship with the federal farm safety net.
Whether crop insurance can be used to provide more of a longer-term structural safety net that's typically provided by the Commodity One programs, I'm sure that there's ways to evaluate that. I would say that, at least for right now, the crop insurance program seems to be fairly popular amongst most producers and seems to be working well.
In the 2014 farm law, crop insurance was a bigger part of the federal farm safety net than ever before. Some cases that was good, some cases not so good. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock coming live to Oklahoma City with their regular every other week auction, broadcasting live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian. It'll be happening on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m., offering over 33,000 head of cattle, including over 16,000 yearlings, 11,000 wean calves. For details, check out SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, live from Oklahoma City, February 23rd. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.